Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I caught up with Steve Stone the other day, and Stone, as always, was not short of thoughts on numerous subjects. As you may know, Stone is a TV color commentator for White Sox broadcast, so we'll start there. The rebuild continues on the South Side, and it might still be bright if all their young pitchers eventually blossom into a strong staff. In Lucas Giolito, Dylan Cease, Ronaldo Lopez, and Michael Kopech, you have a lot of potential. So the first question to Stone was, should the Sox add a free agent starting pitcher to all the young arms in the offseason?
I would, but it wouldn't be Gerrit Cole. I'm not going to give a pitcher 5 to 7 years at $225 million. That's not going to happen. As far as I would be concerned, I think there's a lot of general managers feel the same way. There's other general managers that would much more likely give it to an everyday position player. We saw that with Harper and Machado. But it's riskier with a pitcher. I think that you can get the same philosophy from a veteran guy who's not a top-of-the-line guy, a guy who's been through it all, a guy who maybe has pitched in postseason play, maybe he's pitched in the World Series, still has good days in front of him, but he's not one of the elites. I don't think this team needs an elite, and the reason I say that is the four guys you mentioned are pretty good, and they're all pretty young.
So if not an ace to anchor the staff, what would your number one target be?
One thing that I think is not debatable, that is a left-hand hitting difference maker. And hopefully that guy would play right field, because Lewis Robert's going to be your everyday center fielder. You got Aloy going to be your everyday left fielder. You could use some balance in the lineup. You have to have, along with Moncada from the left side, a left-handed banger. It's non-negotiable. And the left-handers, they've tried. Let's start with Adam Dunn. Let's go with Adam LaRoche. Let's go with A.J. Reed. Let's go with Daniel Polka. Let's go, to a certain extent, because he's young, with Zach Collins. There's no left-handed difference maker that I've seen that's come into that organization. If they don't address that need in the wintertime, I think it's going to be a problem for this team. They need more balance. You have the preponderance of right-handed starters and really quality right-handers out of most bullpens. You need that left-handed banger.
And one last thought on the South Side, is this rebuild on target?
I think the three Tommy Johns set this organization back perhaps a year. Now it looks like 2021 will be the year, but I don't discount next year depending on who Rick Hahn and Kenny Williams goes out and gets in the wintertime. There's going to be some quality free agents that are going to be available. There's going to be some trades still to be made. One of the most important things that has to happen, and hopefully it will happen well for the White Sox, is evaluating your own talent to the point where you trade some guys who have the perception of enormous value.
Okay, on to other subjects. You may remember that Stone, once upon a time, had hopes of running a major league franchise as either a general manager or president. Well, he says that ship has sailed, but maybe somewhere down the line he could be an advisor. But he still thinks like a general manager, and one thing is, he's an anti-analytics person.
What I like is that Phil Regan is now the pitching coach of the New York Mets, and Charlie Manuel has been brought back to be the hitting coach of Philadelphia. So I view it as old power. Don't forget, what's been old is now new. What's new will soon be old, and teams will advance. But there's one thing, as long as we are human beings, you'll never be able to get over, and that is human intelligence. And smart baseball people 100 years ago would be smart baseball people today.
Stone says analytics is just beaten into the ground.
Yes, you don't have to look very far. You can see in a major league dugout, you can see in Tampa Bay, they have a guy that's a direct link to the front office who's sitting there right next to Kevin Cash on a daily basis. Whatever goes on, he sees. It's not the Lone Ranger. There's a lot of guys in the clubhouse before the game that are direct ties to the front office. There are managers who do not write out their lineups on a daily basis. I wouldn't tell you the teams that do that, like Tampa Bay, but there's other teams that do that also. Other teams make suggestions, and you can't get a job in this day and age, unless you're Terry Francona with that kind of background, you can't get a job where they don't ask you this question. If we send down some suggestions, how would you greet them? If you say, don't send them down, talk to me after the game, then you don't get the job. If you say, I'd be open to just about anything you have to say, sir, then you have a chance.
Stone played back in the 60s and 70s, and he well knows the game has changed, but he's old school and hints that players might be too pampered nowadays.
One of the great things I ever heard by a manager was, you want to know your role? Your role is, when I give you the baseball, you get people out. And when I'm done with you, I'll take the baseball from you. That's your role. Same thing with a hitter. When you see your name in the lineup, your job is to hit. If you see it in the first spot, that's good. If you see it in the eighth spot, that's good. If you see your name in the lineup, you go hit. For the pitchers, I give you the baseball, you get people out. That's your role. Now, that's an old school approach to it. However, what's new school right now will soon be by the boards as soon as somebody comes back in the game, because managing is cyclical. If you got a yeller and screamer, the next manager is going to be calm, he's going to be cool, he's going to be laid back, he's going to be Joe Maddon. But after Joe Maddon goes, there's going to be a guy that comes in a little more fiery. And that's kind of what always happens in baseball. Again, what's old is new, what's new is going to be old soon enough. It's a cyclical game. We're going to see this come back and morph into more human intelligence. You're seeing just the tip of the iceberg with Phil Regan and Charlie Manuel. You're going to see more of that.
And finally, Stone says the game can always be improved and cites the number one problem in baseball.
I would certainly like to speed it up, and I would like to put a pitch clock on the pitchers. They keep talking about that, and the Players Association keeps saying they don't want to do it. If the Players Association were to say, I would like to do that, then you go and do it. I don't think it's unrealistic to have 25 seconds between pitches. I see pitchers taking 35, 40 seconds. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. It's not a difficult concept. The game can be run by the league by speeding up the pitcher, speeding up the hitter. That's one of the things that I would do. I think that that is an easy thing, an easy fix. Also, there's a number of other changes, too numerous to get into, but as far as the commissioner, just speed up the game a little bit. And I think he would like to. I think it's very doable.
It's always a pleasure speaking with Stone because he's a fountain of information and you always learn something. I'm David Schuster for 670thescore.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.